So thank you very much, session chairman. Sorry for my voice, it's become tricky during this travel from China to here. I'm Jahidul Islam Chohag. I'm working in Zhejiang University, China. My topic is genetic and physiological regulation of folates in bacterial germplasm. Here is my funding information. Today's my talk divided into four parts, mainly background information, experimental results, major findings, and future perspectives. This is some part of my results. Background information at first. Folates are a group of water-soluble vitamins receive much attention during the in the area of plant and human nutrition. This is the chemical structure of folate, which involves in nucleic acid biosynthesis and methylation cycle. Any deficiency of folate in human human and also in plant make malfunction in vital process in their system. This is several reasons. This is the why we study the folate, because it causes several disease and malfunction in human. Most probably the neural tube defect and anisotropy. This is called TND, neural tube defects. This is the ugly face of the folate deficiency caused all over the world. You can see there is this kind of the disease happened during the pregnancy. It's neural tube defect, and also it's divided mainly two parts, spinal bifida and also the anisotropy. Folate deficiency caused approximately 300,000 birth defect all over the world. And this is the statistics about the world. Here we found that birth defect rate highest in the Bhutan, in a country in the Asia, and also similarly is in China, high prevalence of birth defect happen. So this is the reason we should find some solution to solve this problem. So now getting about the our staple food, most which contain very low amount of folate. Here you can see about the rice, maize, and wheat, which contain very low amounts. And during cooking and the digestion, also bioavailability, more than 45 to 50% loss of folate. So finally, you can calculate nothing is remained from the our staple foods. And this is the recommended dietary allowance for folate. Need 400 to 500 microgram for generally. So any strategy which can increase the folate content in our food in a single microgram level also will help the several affected people in the world. So this is the reason we developed some strategy to increase the folate content in different foods. Several strategies suggested to increase the folate content in food, mainly divided into three parts: pharmaceutical supplementation, industrial fortification, and biofortification strategy. First two all to use the synthetic folic acid, which makes some chronic disease in human, recently found in such as cancer and other disease, and therefore biofortification strategy is suggested. It's mainly divided into two parts. In case of, if I think about the folate biofortification, short-term biofortification studies and long-term biofortification. Short-term divided can be divided in two parts, mainly agronomic and food technology. Both two are interesting in case of zinc and iron and other micronutrient biofortification, but for folate, it's less feasible. So therefore, mainly another strategy, biofortification strategy, long-term, can be also divided into parts, mainly plant breeding and metabolic engineering. So any of these strategy from this side, that is plant breeding and metabolic engineering, would be better. And for and also metabolic engineering, which contains make some transgenic plants, which are still not acceptable to the farmers. So our project going on plant breeding techniques, or find some good strategy for this. experimental results. In our previous experiment, we found that spinach and pak chai, these vegetables contain high folate. So we also try to find some more folate which can disseminate to the farmers or which can save the folate deficient people. So, specific objectives of this strategy: evaluate the folate levels in the in their vitamins distribution in the bacteria germplasm, and and second part, we investigate the precursor and expression of gene in folate metabolism process. So at first we collect total 74 germplasm from the different geographical origin, seasonal variation, and horticulture group. We selected these things, and you can see here the information about the collection, their origin and other distribution. And we cultured these plants in the controlled environmental condition. This is the picture of the trial. And folate analysis is Kensison, so we established the method for easily determine the folate. From this method, we can determine the major four folate groups in the plant sample. Which also you can see here, it's the linearity and sensitivity of the method, which is the, which shows that this method is useful for the analysis of folate. This is the folate, total folate content, and their species variation in 74 germplasm. We find a large variation in the folate content and also their vitamer form in this association, nearly 3.2 fold variation, and lowest to highest 52 to 166 microgram per 100 gram fresh weight. And this is the frequency distribution of the folate content in this germplasm. Most of the germplasm remain in the middle of the middle, and 4% germplasm, nearly 55 microgram per 100 gram. And highest folate content we find 8%. This is more than 160 microgram per 100 gram. And we find that diverse genotypic variation in this germplasm, which is potential for breeding purpose or further study in the for molecular or genetic study. We also did the correlation between the folate content and the biomass yield in this 74 bacteria associations. We found that there is no correlation or little correlation between the fresh weight and also the folate content. And so this is, we can conclude from here that it's possible to improve the folate content and the biomass yield in the same time. Might be different factors or gene are related for these traits. And in second part, we would like to know why this variation happened in this high and low folate germplasm. So we did some experiment. Second time we grow this plant and we analyze this folate content in LC mass, and we get the similar results, same like our previous experiment. And here is the folate are triparticle molecules with this three part formed in three organelles in the cells. First of all, PABA, para-aminobenzoic acid, formed in plastid, and the pyrene formed in the mitochondria, and this three part combined in the mitochondria. And this is the total process in the cell. Total 11 genes are regulate folate metabolism. We analyzed these two precursor, pterin and PABA accumulation in folate, and we found that high folate germplasm contained the concentration was high, and low folate content, the pterin concentration was low. There is a general correlation between the pterin and PABA concentration with the total folate. And we also analyzed the gene, 11 genes from their transcriptome. We found that also more or less similar highly expression of the 11 gene involved in the folate metabolism, and low folate content, their expression is low. So Preliminary, we can say that these 11 genes are regulated the folate content in might be this due to for the post-transcriptomy level. This variation might be happened for this. Major findings of my this experiment: we identify 6 PAXI germplasm. This we can use directly also, and also for further breeding purpose or physiological or molecular study, we can use this. Secondly, we found that the major bitamer form, methyl tetrahydrofolate, is also 4.5-fold variation in the high and low germplasm. And a general correlation in total folate and pteridine concentration was found, and also we analyzed that gene of 11 genes regulated the folate content. And we think that is variation in folate content in this germplasm mainly due to the post-transcriptomy level. And future perspectives: identified folate germplasm can be used directly, as I told you before. Processing also possible, and also for physiological study, and finally QTL study also possible from this germplasm. And furthermore, we should check the bioavailability of this our identified germplasm also, if we in the future we develop some new breed line, we need to check the their bioavailability before dissemination of this germplasm. I would like to acknowledge my lab members and also our professor Xiao Yang from Zhejiang University. Thanks for your attending here.
Any questions?
Actually, making dietary concentrate vary from country to country. Such as in China, PAXI is a major vegetable. I can say like that. Even in Asian country, it's major. But if you think about the other European or USA, might be their consumption is low. So we need to select. Also, we can select some other crops for this purpose. Sure.
Okay. Are you looking specifically at, maybe that's the wrong word for it, the stem tissue, or
okay.
The petiole?
Thank you for your nice questions. Actually, in this experiment, we use only the edible parts. That means stem and also the leaflet. Okay, this is the total. But we checked previously in some of my experiment, I tested that leaf, that means green part, content high folate, and the stem content low. Sure.
Are there any anti-nutrients that actually tie up the bioavailability in folate in brassicas? I'm unfamiliar. Because spinach is healthy for you, but it has oxalates that bind to the important nutrients. Has that been looked at in PAXI? Are there anti-nutrients that would tie up the folate?
Sorry, we don't test about the bioavailability of this germplasm. We didn't, but actually, as I know, might be you tell me about the oxalate or any other things. Might be in that case, we can screen again to check the oxalate content in this our selected germplasm, and in second part, might be we can test the bioavailability. Sure. Actually, it varies from place to place. Some people also use as a salad, I saw. And in some case, they use for noodles, just boiled and then put in the noodles and eat. And sometimes they fried. So it's the cooking condition also will change the folate content in the food.
One last question.
Okay. Sure.
You showed some expression data on some of the pathway genes.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Sure. And is that, I didn't quite see which one it was, is that some, you know,
expression is not similar. You can see from the figure, it's not similar. Just general correlation, just high content, high expression, and low content, low expression. From the figure, you can see these things. And also for taurine, I didn't find that in the high folate content, germplasm is the high taurine content. There is some variation. But in the final concentration, this is general correlation. Not the, I cannot say from this data that high content, high expression, not like that. It's general from the five high, five low. Thank you.